Hello, and welcome to another episode of Healthy Steps Cast, a podcast for health coaches, physicians, or any other health professional committed to promoting healthy lifestyle behaviors. My name is Adam Gavarkas, and I'm a research assistant with the Healthy Steps Program research team based at Western University in London, Ontario, Canada, and I'm very happy that you've decided to join us for this episode. Ultimately, the goal of the Healthy Steps Program is to help participants move more, sit less, and eat healthier for the purposes of reducing their risk for chronic disease. However, behavior change can be really challenging. I think we can all empathize with that. What makes something like exercising more or eating healthier especially challenging is to change is that it is not a rare or one-time thing, like getting a flu shot is. It's a behavior that should be engaged in nearly every day. If an individual is trying to reduce their time spent sedentary, that is a new way of acting that they will have to consciously think about every day. Oftentimes, the cognitive effort required to stay on top of a new behavior change is an important barrier to long-term change. This means that, in the long term, a behavior change must become habitual if it is to be maintained. A habit can be defined as a behavior that is frequently engaged in, to the point where it mostly occurs unconsciously or automatically. Can you think of any of your behaviors that have become habitual? If you're lucky, maybe you get up and go to the gym a couple times a week without even thinking about it. Or maybe you bite your nails or can't operate without your morning coffee. Working on a new behavior to the point that it becomes an automatic habit is quite the challenge, and what Healthy Steps coaches work with participants to achieve. So, if you are coaching someone to be healthier or trying to improve your own health, are there any tricks to facilitate this process? Well, one great strategy is called habit pairing. Because habitual behaviors are generally under automatic or unconscious control, they are initiated in response to a cue or a trigger. For example, in the morning, you might walk into your kitchen and put the kettle on for your coffee without even thinking about it. The cue or trigger in this situation could be walking into the kitchen in the morning, and the automatic or habitual response is putting on the kettle. Habit pairing leverages the trigger response process by piggybacking on an established habit and using that as a trigger for a newer behavior. For example, let's say you are trying to improve the number of fruits and veggies you are eating on a daily basis. If you are unaware of habit pairing, you might just plan to eat an extra apple whenever you had time during the day. It could be at different times on different days. This isn't really the best way to maintain a behavior change because the consumption of the apple isn't really tied to a clear and already established trigger. You may be totally motivated to eat that extra apple for a week or two, but after the novelty of the change wears out, you might find it difficult to remember to get that extra fruit in. Now let's try planning a change using habit pairing. You know that every morning you are totally on autopilot. You get up, you shower, and then make some coffee. A smart move in this situation may be to put a bowl of apples and oranges right beside the coffee maker. That way, you can work on making one of your established habits, in this case making coffee, the trigger for a new behavior change. That is a more efficient way of attempting to habituate a behavior because with repetition, the new behavior, in this case eating fruit in the morning, will become assimilated into your regular morning routine. If you're trying to make your own behavior change, think about ways you can pair it to one of your existing habits. The best habits to piggyback on are the ones that happen about the same frequency as the new behavior you're trying to habituate. For example, the coffee habit works well with the fruit behavior because they both happen every day. If you're going to be planning on making a change that doesn't happen every day, let's say go for a run two or three times a week, think about a habit that matches that frequency. In this example, maybe putting your running shoes beside the garbage bins and going for a jog every time you take out the garbage could be a good solution. I want to thank you very much for taking the time to listen, and on behalf of the Healthy Steps team, we hope you tune in again. If you would like to learn more about the Healthy Steps program and how to become a certified Healthy Steps coach, please visit us at www.healthysteps.ca and explore our online training program. If you'd like to reach out to provide feedback or recommend a topic, you can email us at healthysteps@gmail.com. Otherwise, you can follow our team on Twitter at Healthy Steps or me at Adam Gavarkovs. Till next time, talk soon.